1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. They're sealing up the packages of medical supplies and sending them to Maui, the Hawaiian island that has been devastated by wildfires. Alicia Clark with Direct Relief says those supplies will be a big help.
Things for minor injuries like sprains, cuts. There's also a lot of smoke in the air, and so there is irritation to the lungs, eyes, nose, throat.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Maui, where the supplies are coming in and the people are going out.
Blue Hawaiian Helicopters has been gathering essential supplies and carting them to their choppers, where they pack as much as they can for people running out of food and water.
This is really the only way to get around these days.
It is, unfortunately.
As soon as we arrived, the Blue Hawaiian fleet was greeted by the fire department, who helped them unload the supplies and then helped them reload with evacuating passengers.
The death toll from the wildfires has reached 55. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's business dealings.
I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint him as special counsel.
David Weiss is the same prosecutor who investigated the president's son over tax and gun charges, and that's why Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is unhappy with the choice.
They're going to find a way to give him some type of soft glove treatment, and I don't understand why you would appoint this guy to be the special counsel, but we've come to expect that.
DeSantis, who is running for president, says Weiss previously worked out a sweetheart plea deal for Hunter Biden, although that plea deal did break apart. A federal judge overseeing the election conspiracy case against former President Trump has imposed limits on the release of evidence. Lori Levinson is a law professor at Loyola.
The judge did decide with the government that things like grand jury materials and other sensitive information would have to remain confidential, or at least only used by a limited number of the defense team.
Higher than normal temperatures will blanket a large part of the country in the coming days.
Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, these areas are also included in the excessive heat warnings and watches. And that heat is building into Kentucky and Tennessee.
He's Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen. A massive birthday celebration in New York City tonight. No, it is not a person's birthday. It is the birth of hip-hop. Today marks 50 years since a DJ hosted a party in the Bronx and played the break beats in a continuous loop on two turntables, so the music and the dancing never stopped. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 59, winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. Lows level off around 56, tomorrow night mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 83.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation,
and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, this portion's brought to you by Hauling for Wolves. Hauling for Wolves. Protecting wolves for future generations. Okay, Dr. Stately. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio. And we're with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic. Boy, I'm just getting... And thank you for stepping in early and also helping me with that interview. So... what I would like to do, Dr. Stately, is just to ask you what you'd like to talk about in this last segment.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that last issue is a really important one. We don't often think very often about how critical environmental degradation is within the context of health, right? How much impact it has on our physical health, our emotional, mental well-being, spiritual well-being, those kinds of things. It's a very big issue for sure. Everybody, you know, there isn't, I think this is always a challenge, you know, there isn't anybody that really wants to have a railroad, running through their backyard, right? Our country, our people, our society as Americans, we all suffer from, serious disorder called "not in my backyard" kind of syndrome, where we don't want anything really that's going to impact the community or the planet in any way, shape, or form running through our particular backyard. And I think one of the things that I always think about within that context is that's probably true of everybody, right? But I think one of the things that we can all pretty much be certain of is that the majority of people that suffer the deleterious outcomes in those kinds of conversations are always with disenfranchised communities and disempowered communities, the ones that don't have a tremendous amount of wealth, right? The ones that don't have a lot of political clout, the ones that aren't, you know, the executive officers of, or stockholders of large billion-dollar corporations that that can swing, their might and to their benefit, and usually to the not so great benefit of disenfranchised communities like tribal communities. That's been a fight that's been going on for decades. One of the things I would hope that people would be willing to listen to is that that merger isn't particularly beneficial or helpful to anyone really living in Minnesota. The Mississippi runs through the entire state, right? Yeah. And supports so much of its entire state infrastructure, all of the, all the tributaries that are linked to the Mississippi River would be threatened, and other sources of groundwater. So I think those are like important things for everyone to think about, you know, not just the indigenous people of the state, but mm-hmm. also the entire populace. But, you know, these fights have been going on forever, right?
Water is life, and I'll tell you, I walk by the Mississippi every day, Dr. Stately, and the river is low, and we've been in the second year of our drought, so it's so precarious when it comes to water. And, you know, you read reports that California wants to divert water from the Mississippi, and, you know, how much is that going to cost with pipelines and all, you know, it's mm-hmm. just it's crazy stuff.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Like, they already dried up the Colorado River. Now they want to dry up the Mississippi. Don't get me wrong. I lived in California for like 20 years. I really love, there's a lot I love about California, but, you know, they have a big, huge ocean right next to them. They can like start, you know, desalinating water from there. I mean, that's what they should be investing in.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
or maybe not have huge lawns and lots of it. And not everybody needs to have a pool in their backyard. You know, I grew up for like 40 years of my life without a pool. I was, I did just fine.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I agree. It's crazy. And I think just amplifying in these discussions, with people, you know, about what's happening in Indian country, because what's going to happen in Indian country is going to happen to you. And I think that's what you alluded to when it comes to everybody needs to keep their eyes on the prize. I mean, just what, 2 years ago, they put water on the stock market. I mean, mm-hmm. that's kind of mm-hmm. flag right there.
Yeah. You know what I always tell people? Like, I have, I've been in some of these conversations. In fact, I just had this conversation yesterday. I mean, I'm sure you remember, like a couple of months ago, or maybe it was about a little over a month ago, we had some people on who were talking about the Friends of Lake Hiawatha thing issue,
right?
And why it's important to sort of like preserve Lake Hiawatha and even rewild it, because, you know, it's such a precious asset to not just the tribal people or the native people that live in South Minneapolis, but the entire community. And whenever I have the chance, I tell people, like, you know, if native people are speaking up and we're saying, like, this environmental issue needs to be addressed because it's going to harm native people in this way and these things, we're usually sounding the alarms and the voice of reason on critical things that are going to impact not just us, but people all over the world, right? So Native people are who are usually the ones stepping into these spaces and places, talking about it. And whenever people ask me, like, well, why should we be concerned about that? I say, well, you know what? If Indigenous people are bringing an issue to the attention of, you know, not just our community, but our state, our region, our nation, it's usually something that's going to impact the entire planet at some point in time, or the rest of the, at least the rest of the United States. You probably should pay attention. What benefits us is going to benefit most people.
Well, Bob Blake always talks about we're the last, you know, the front lines of saving our mm-hmm. environment. And that yep. includes water and everything. We are here for that reason. And that's part of us being Native and being here for 10,000 years.
Right. And I think one of the things that I'm always trying to impress upon people is that, you know, our health and our well-being, physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, of course, as well, our health is tied to the health of the planet, right? If we don't take good care of the earth, there will be nothing to take care of us really when we need it the most, right? When we start to pollute our water, pollute our air, pollute the land, you know, we're going to see, you know, all kinds of critical things happen that are going to threaten our own physical and emotional and mental well-being. We see that every day. When we start to sort of like pollute the things around us and not take care of the earth and the air, that has real world implications for us as human beings, right? And we got to think about those things.
Yeah, I really do. And, you know, and that all goes, I think what I talked about a little bit earlier, and I think when you jumped in, Dr. Stately, we were talking about is felt like your future depends on it. And, you know, you have young ones and my, yeah. you know, and we need to preserve for the next seven generations. And when we talk about the next seven generations, we are really talking about the next seven generations. And that's.
Yeah.
That's,
and remembering that we are the embodiment of the seventh generation, right? We're here because seven generations ago, someone was making decisions so that we would have a space and place to inhabit on this earth. And we have the responsibility to do the same thing.
Exactly. Pini Gigi, thank you so much. And hey, thanks for co-hosting Native Roots Radio. You didn't know you were going to do that, but I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do for the community. And you know, let's do this again tomorrow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a...
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father
and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Winterfield, back in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors will take on the Green Bay Rockers for potentially the final series of what has been a long season nonetheless. And this first game, I mean, you take it back to May the 29th was when Wisconsin Rapids opened their debut against Lakeshore. And now here, August the 11th against Green Bay in their, hopefully, well, we'll see if their final series. We hope that's not the case because Wisconsin Rapids right now in a situation for them. You know, we look at it in a game last night that really just got away from the start against Madison. It was a must-win opportunity. Madison really jumped in front early. They went up 3-0 in the first, and then from there they did not look back. They had a run in the second, a run in the fifth, three runs in the sixth, two in the seventh, and also one in the eighth. They out-hit the Raptors 16-5, in which a game that Wisconsin Rapids just did not play their best ball, and specifically on the pitching side as well. Will Haberstock towed the slab for them, and he just did not have his best day. And you know, he's a guy that really is known for throwing in a lot of strikes, but you know, yesterday he only had a strikeout, gave up 9 hits, 5 runs. Nick Polson, the reliever, came after that. He gave up 7 hits and 6 runs. So, you know, just a game for them that you just look it back and like, dang, you know, you wish that could have been differently, but you know, that was not the case. So Wisconsin Rapids, they're in a situation right now, before we get into this game, they're 2 games back of Green Bay. They're 2 games back of Madison. So they hope Madison loses both to Wausau. If that's the case, Wisconsin Rapids could either get swept or sweep Green Bay. They would then be that second team to be in the playoffs because Green Bay would have won the first and second half, and they would have the best overall record. Then for the second place team, it would go to the second best overall record, which Wisconsin Rapids would have. So yeah, very interesting postseason scenario. But if Madison wins one of the two games, it's over. Madison does clinch the second half, but we'll find out how, and then we'll update you how that game kind of goes on. But in the meantime, Wisconsin Rapids in their game 71 of this season, Mitchell Whitcamp will toe the slab. The Bel Air, Maryland native out of Salisbury University back on the mound once more. David Smigelski, instead of DHing today, he's behind the plate at catcher. James Bornick at first. Alec Castillo at second. Kyle Carlson at third. And Ty Johnson at shortstop. So Gus Walker out at left field. Orlando Lordoy at center. And Jack Gifford at right field. So yeah, Wisconsin Rapids going a little bit different on, you know, the guys they're bringing in and kind of the changes in the lineup. So that's going to be kind of interesting how these guys do with each other, because Alec Castillo at second base, that's about the third time we've seen him this year. He was out at right field yesterday, so it's going to be interesting to see Johnson back at shortstop, because Ty Johnson, such a dynamic player, can put him anywhere. He made unbelievable plays yesterday at the sixth position. But for Green Bay, Bryce Crabb toes a slab for them, and Bryce Crabb, a guy that is looking to get his first win. You know, right now he has an 0-2 record out of the University of Northwestern St. Paul. So Crabb on the mound, and Ainoa Cardenia is behind the plate at catcher. Mateo Matthews at first. Zane Zielinski at second. Jason Jones at third. Cooper Kelly at shortstop. Kendall Yule at left. Max Mims at center. And JoJo Jackson at right field. So the DH is Alex Duffy for the Raptors and Andrew Harris for Green Bay. But we look at this matchup, and you know, we could see Wisconsin Rapids, you know, right now for them, they lead Green Bay here at Winterfield 3-1. They have a 3-1 record, and they have been outscored though, which is interesting, 20-21. So they've had 2 more wins but have been outscored in the games which, you know, they lost. And so kind of interesting, kind of see how that works. But they lead the season series 6-4. They've won 3 of the past 4 against Green Bay. And this is a team that's won 9 of its past 13 and 12 of its past 17. So right now, you know, they're going to have to just play great baseball. They can't really worry about what Madison does and how that kind of game goes up. They're on the road just north of us here in Wausau. They can't worry about that. They have to take care of business where it has to be taken care of. And certainly they have about a 270 against Green Bay, 337 at-bats, 60 runs and 91 hits. They've been struck out 91 times to Green Bay, but they're pitching. You know, they struck out 74 batters in this matchup. There were 4.52 ERA and 85 and two-thirds innings of work. But, you know, you look at it and just not getting the best at the bat, at the plate as of recent. Batting a 194 in their past five. They have 27 RBIs, 31 runs because of it. This is a team that bats a 238, which comes in at 21st in the Northwoods League. And also, they have 342 runs, which is 19th. So a lot of their statistics offensively are down in the lower half part of the league. But defensively, they're a team that's first in the ERA with a 3.76. They're second in the least amount of errors, and they're also second in double plays. So defensively, they certainly are a team that can keep themselves in games. And it was not on display yesterday, but Mitchell Whitcamp hoping to bring that back. And Green Bay, though, they're a team, you know, we look at it, they've won six of their past eight, so already clinched the first half with a 21-15 record, so they already have a postseason berth. But in the second half, you know, you would look at it and say, okay, they're not just, they don't really need to play their best baseball, they're just can kind of glide through these games. They've already had a postseason berth, but it's been really the opposite of that. Towards the end of the season, they've won six of their past eight games. This is a team that's 19-15, which is the exact same record as Wisconsin Rapids. Their only losses in the six of the eight came to a sweep against Madison, where they lost 13-0 and 8-7. But they finished off a sweep last night against Fond du Lac in a game that they won 6-4. They were down 3-1. They had five unanswered, and Fond du Lac only got a run back, but Green Bay was in control that entire game long. And a team that also is tied for first in the league with home runs. You know, they can get behind the wall a lot. They have a lot of power hitters and a lot of guys that are ready to make an impact and have done that entire season long. They're a team that bats a 277 in their past five games, so they have done an excellent job. 36 runs, 48 hits. They also have seven home runs in their past five games, so a lot of guys really step up and show out for them. But against Wisconsin Rapids, they've been about a 252. They have 83 hits and 41 RBIs. But they also have seven home runs against Wisconsin Rapids. So, you know, this is a team that Green Bay, you know, you would look at it and be like, okay, well, we can take care of them. At times they're inconsistent, but at times they look like one of the best teams in the league. So they're happy, though, that they have a postseason berth. It was the first time they made the postseason since 2014. But Green Bay, you know, they're 40-30 overall. They have the best overall record. Wisconsin Rapids 39-30, just a half game back. So pretty interesting to see how the, you know, postseason ends here as the potentially the final two games of the season. Wisconsin Rapids, nonetheless, there is a potential if they sweep Green Bay and Madison wins one of the games, they would not make the playoffs and they would have the best overall record in the Great Lakes West. So kind of funny how that works and just pretty interesting to see this team. You know, hopefully they have lost a couple of guys, but they're looking to get back to winning ways after it was a rough night in game two at Warner Park. But we're going to take a quick step aside here on WFHR. First pitch coming up in about 7 minutes. Stay with us.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original Cream Puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside Witter Field, a great crowd in attendance on this Friday night. But, you know, we'll see how this game kind of persists throughout. There is weather in the forecast, which Wisconsin Rapids, you know, you take it to after the All-Star break, that Thursday and Friday, both their games were rained out against Wausau, so they're not looking to make up a doubleheader, which would be tomorrow. They're hoping to get this game in, so there is weather in the forecast, so we're hoping that just moves north of us. We'll see kind of how this game goes on, but, you know, nonetheless, the same umpire crew as last night. They have Terry Kondich out behind home plate at first base, Justin Duplessis. And at third, Jacob Dunn. So this was the exact same crew as this series against Madison. But, you know, we look at this and we could say, hey, right now, Rafters, you know, they're out. But no, that's not the case. A sweep or get swept. And so it's going to be interesting to see if they lose this game and Madison loses. Do you, for the game two, do you just not even try? You know, and because, you know, you wouldn't really try to instill that in your team, but for your postseason hopes, it's really, really bizarre how kind of the way this is ending. And we hope Madison loses tonight at Wausau. Their next game is against Wausau, but it's back in Madison. So we hope that's the case, you know. But the time being, Wisconsin Rapids has to take care of business because they win tonight, Madison loses. You look at it and say, okay, game two, you have to go all out. You have to put all your chips on the table, to coin a phrase, and say, hey, we're going to have to win this game. So it's really going to be a race to the finish. A game last night where Wisconsin Rapids just did not start well. And Madison, they've been swinging the bat a lot better. And they're a team that's red hot on the bats. So, but they're going to have to. They can't worry about Madison. They have to take care of the Green Bay Rockers, who are just looking to play some great baseball. And they certainly have, obviously, winners of their six of their past eight. But they're looking to get ready for the postseason. The first time they've made it since 2014. But nonetheless, Wisconsin Rapids has to look to, for the fans' sake and for everybody in the ball club, to get wins on potentially the final two games of the season. So, you know, we hope that that's all they can do and that's all they can control is playing good baseball. And it starts, you know, with the pitching as well. Obviously, you know, Will Haberstock, Nick Paulson didn't have their best days. Mitchell Whitcamp hoping to respond in that way and having a better day. A guy that's had 10 games appeared in with an 0-1 record. He lost versus Wausau on August the 5th, which wasn't his best day. But, you know, nonetheless, he's going to have to just be better today. And he certainly is one of those guys that can lock in and throw a lot of strikes. It's going to be the key for him to just step in and be calm. And it's a great crowd on hand. We have a concession. The fans are all the way in a big line down there. So, nonetheless, for the meantime, we have National Anthem for potentially the second to last time. First pitch coming up in about 3 minutes here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Witter Field as National Anthem, yeah, still being sung right now. But, yeah, you know, this is a game which is interesting. As I said, you can't worry about what Madison does and how that game kind of persists throughout. You have to take care of business when it's needed. And it's certainly Wisconsin Rapids hoping for a bounce-back type of win against Green Bay, obviously, who's been playing very well. A team that bats a 257. They're 12th in the Northwoods League, and they have 601 hits. That's 9th in the league. But a team that also has 362 RBIs, which comes in at 13th. So they have a lot of guys ready to make an impact and have done throughout the entire season. JoJo Jackson, one of those guys. Cooper Kelly, another guy. They have Jason Jones, a third baseman out of the University of Arkansas. So plenty of talent on this Green Bay side. Wisconsin Rapids has obviously lost some players. Brendan Bobo's departure, that was back on his last day was Wednesday. So, yeah, Bobo's been gone. Anthony Gallison doesn't look to be out there. So they're losing bats, losing talent, but certainly Gus Walker, Jack Gifford, those guys can help out. Alec Castillo had a great day yesterday where he had a two RBI day with both doubles. So, you know, there is talent, obviously, on this team where that, it, you know, you lose guys, but how do you pick that up and kind of recreate that? And certainly there's many guys that can do that. David Smigelski back at catcher. So Alex Duffy's DHing. They don't have a lot of position guys right now. More pitchers. But, you know, we're at this point in the season. You know, late in the season, players are trying to get back to school to start, you know, their fall semester. They have to get back for athletically, academically. And so we're at this point in the season, and it's certainly going to be a chance for Wisconsin Rapids to hopefully take down Green Bay. And they're going to need to do so. It's, you know, for them, it's about playing great baseball and starting it on both sides. So we'll see how it persists throughout. But nonetheless, Mitchell Whitcamp right now, he'll face Cooper Kelly to lead off. And Whitcamp, a guy who's had 10 games appearing with an 0-1 record. He lost versus Wausau August the 5th, 19 in the third innings of work. He's allowed 23 hits with 20 runs, but 9 strikeouts for a 6.98 ERA. And he's had 2 appearances against the Rockers. His first was on July the 12th, where he went 4 innings, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, and 2 strikeouts. His second appearance was July the 30th. He went 3 innings. He only gave up 1 hit and had a strikeout while doing so. So Wisconsin Rapids in their white tops with the red-maroon Rafters lettering across the front of the jersey, and the red numbers on the back. They have the black leggings as well. Green Bay in their away uniforms with the blue jerseys, the red Rockers logo through the front of the jersey, and the red numbers on the back, and the gray leggings. So Cooper Kelly here to lead off. A guy out of the University of Kansas batting a 260. Whitcamp sets and serves and fouled away. 0-1. So Kelly, the freshman, has had 29 RBIs, 6 home runs. And the set kick, the 0-1 from Whitcamp, and down the plate to strike, 0-2. So Mitchell Whitcamp looking to have a better day than he did his last time with the loss versus Wausau. And the 0-2 from Whitcamp, high above the zone. The right-hander throws his first ball of the game, 1-2. So Cooper Kelly, 46 hits, 38 runs as well. The Kansas Jayhawk. Whitcamp turns, sets the 1-2 home, and a swing and a miss. Kelly goes down. Mitchell Whitcamp starts his day off with his first batter as a strikeout. So one gone, and Kendall Yule's two out. One gone. Whitcamp here will set on Yule. Yule, a 318 batter, 5 home runs, 28 RBIs as he fouls back one. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. One gone. The kick high from Whitcamp, the 0-1 to Yule, and popped away. Right side, 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. One gone. The 0-2. And down the plate for strike 3. Yule goes down. Whitcamp goes back to back with his strikeouts. So a good start for Mitchell Whitcamp. And this brings in JoJo Jackson, the right fielder out of Georgia State. 37 RBIs, bats a 313. He also has 3 home runs as well, 57 hits. Has been a staple of this team's success. The right fielder out of Georgia State, Whitcamp already with 2 strikeouts. And that ball popped away left side. 0-1. No balls, a strike with 2 down. 0-1 is the count. Whitcamp kicks, turns, the 0-1 this time. Up high into the zone, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. 29 runs for JoJo Jackson. A third batter in the order. Whitcamp struck out Kelly and Yule. He looks in and the 1-1 to Jackson. A check swing just up above the zone. That time at a fastball at 89, 2-1. So 2 balls, a strike with 2 down. Rafters looking to go 3 up and 3 down here to start the top half of the first. 2-1 home and a swing and a sharply hit ball towards the front. And Lordoin not able to make that grab. That drops before he can get there. So a base hit to Jackson. He'll take first. JoJo Jackson, kind of a jam shot that just drops in front of Lordoin. So a 2-out single brings in Jason Jones. So Jason Jones, 33 RBIs, a 279 batter at the plate as he takes strike 1. A freshman from Savannah, Texas, had 2 home runs a game against the Rafters in the first game of the series back when they played on the 29th and 30th of July. 2 gone. No balls, a strike. Whitcamp looks, turns the 0-1, and high and another fastball. 4 ball, 1-1. Jason Jones has a bright future for the Arkansas Razorbacks. 46 hits this season. Jackson stands at first, and a throw behind Bornick, And it looks like that was on Bornick. Yeah, that was a interference there for James Bornick. Dropped the ball, went through his legs, but kind of rolled out into the part of the infield. But Jackson was on his way as Kirk Schreider now coming out. And he can't believe it, saying, hey, what's going on here? He wants to talk with the umpires. He is not too happy. Wants to talk with, looks like, Jacob Dunn. Yeah, he's not very happy. You can see the way he just left his dugout. And he can't believe it. So Jackson is on second. Certainly making his remarks known. So JoJo Jackson in scoring position. That's the first time we've seen a runner this game. And given we are in the top of the first. One ball, one strike. As umpire Jacob Dunn and Kirk Schreider really having a word with each other. Jason Jones here in the count, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Two down. He's not too happy about that. On his way back to the dugout. Nonetheless, Jones faces a 1-1 count. A base hit for Jackson, who's now in scoring position at second. A one ball, one strike. Two outs. Whitcomb kicks, turns the 1-1. And down low, this is a pass ball that goes through Smigalski. Jackson on his way to third, putting himself 90 feet away. So two down. And now Jackson, just like that, almost with a base hit, surely brings in a runner home. Two balls, a strike. Two outs. Mitchell Whitcomb has already had a two-strikeout inning. And the 2-1 to Jones this time. Just clips the zone at a strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. And the 2-2, way outside. 3-2, now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Two down. The payoff. And outside. That time at a ball. And now Jones takes first. Jones to first. Jackson remains on third. Runners at the corners. And Zane Zielinski of the University of Illinois Chicago. A 232 batter. Six RBIs. And the set, the first offering from Whitcomb, goes down the plate at a strike, 0-1. So two down, no balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. So a big siren has gone off here. And I think they're just going to keep resuming play. Two down, no balls, a strike. The 0-1 from Whitcomb on his way now to second is Jones and throws outside. So a really big siren is remaining here. A ball and a strike. A 1-1 is the count. Jones now at second, Jackson at third. Whitcomb here on Zane Zielinski. And the count runs at one apiece. The 1-1 to Zielinski, fouled away right side. One ball, two strikes. Two down, and a persistent siren that has not gone away here. Runners on second and third, top of the first. And the 1-2 just outside of the zone at a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, and two outs. A continuous persistent siren. So deuces run across the board, top of the first. Two more balls puts the bases loaded. And 2-2 from Whitcamp, but above the zone it again. Count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 down. So once again, the count is full. Zielinski. And Jackson looked like he was going to take home there for a sec. As now a wild pitch that goes behind Smigalski. Jackson walks on home. He'll score. And Green Bay in front 1-0. So Mitchell Whitcamp, a wild pitch, brings in Jackson Zielinski. Sees ball 4. He'll take first. As Jones to third. So now runners out the corners and Green Bay up 1-0. Two down, back-to-back walks for Whitcamp. And Whitcamp sets fires as a swing and a liner in the center field. Jason Jones gets on home. Zielinski to second and a base hit. It's time for Mateo Matthews. So Green Bay in front 2-0. Siren has just not gone away. So 2 hits, 2 runs for the Green Bay Rockers as Nainoa Cardenas now sets in. Cardenas and the University of Hawaii from Kapa, Hawaii. Two gone. The set to serve from Whitcamp had a check swing and a strike, 0-1. No balls, 1 strike, 2 down. That one, 1 is the count. Already a 2-0 lead for Green Bay. Whitcamp looks out on second. Where Zielinski is there now. No balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. And the 0-1. A check swing outside, but it comes in for a strike, 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the 0-2 from Whitcamp. And a swing and another base hit into right center field. This drops before Lordoin can get to it. Zielinski gets back, and he scores. Mateo Matthews is second in Green Bay, and an early 3-0 lead here in the top of the first. Cardenas with an RBI single. A 3-0 lead for Green Bay, 2 down. So Andrew Harris will step in. The first offering from Whitcamp as Harris flies this out left side. Walker chasing after it. No balls, 1 strike. Two gone. No one wants the count. The set to fire this time from Whitcamp, and it comes into strike, 0-2. Runners on first and second. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 down. And the 0-2 from Whitcamp just up above the zone at a ball, 1-2. So a 3-0 lead for Green Bay. 2 down. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The set, the fire from Whitcamp and fouled away back behind home plate. A ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 is the count. And with 2 down. Runners on first and second. Cardenas on first, Matthews on second. Two gone. Whitcamp, the 1-2, and fouled on the inside of the ankle from Harris. A 3-0 lead here early for Green Bay. It's top of the first. Three hits, three runs. Rutgers are not done yet. Whitcamp turns the 1-2, and another foul ball into the netting. So he started the first two batters, both strikeouts. And since then, he's given up a base hit, two walks, another base hit, and an RBI single. So Whitcamp right now, two down, and the 1-2, high and again at a fastball, just struggling to throw strikes, two balls, two strikes. Count runs at two apiece. The 2-2, fouled away again. So Mitchell Whitcamp, looks like he'll be done. Devin Jones is warming up in the bullpen after this. So Mitchell Whitcamp, already 35 pitches. He can't come back in after this. That's the Northwoods League rule. You throw 35 pitches in an inning, you know, you can't come back out. Deuces run across the board, the 2-2 to Harris. And again, a curveball above the zone. And the count runs full. So three balls, two strikes. Two gone. The payoff from Whitcamp and a swing and a miss. Andrew Harris strikes out. Mitchell Whitcamp, three strikeouts in the inning, but he gives up three hits, three runs. We head to the bottom of the first. Green Bay in front early, 3-0.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
So bottom of the first inning, a 3-0 lead for the Green Bay Rockers. They have started off pretty well. Wisconsin Rapids, not the pitching that they would have liked, but Ty Johnson here leads off. So Johnson, Castillo, and Smigalski are all scheduled to bat here in the bottom of the first. Ty Johnson, 65 hits. Bats a 273, 45 runs, 39 RBIs. And Bryce Crabb, at the University of Northwestern St. Paul from Pleasant Hill, Iowa, 10 games appeared with an 0-2 record. He lost for his Lakeshore and Wausau. He'll set, serve, and fire on the first delivery of his day, and he throws out a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. And Look serves. And down low this time at a ball, 2-0. So Wisconsin Rapids already find themselves in a 3-0 hole. How will they respond? Wausau is currently up 2-0 on Madison, so that's good right now. And there comes in at a strike. Two balls, one strike. And 2-1, and Johnson fouls it away. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes here on Ty Johnson, a Flower Mound, Texas native. And a swing.